Hola, assalamu alaikum and hello to everyone who is listening and tuning in to Daily with Namana's official podcast. Inshallah you're well and inshallah you enjoy this kind of late Ramadan podcast. As you know, you've probably been where I've been, everything has just been all the place. Not any time to myself to record these podcasts. I still love recording these podcasts, don't get me wrong. I'm not neglecting it or anything, like, don't get me wrong about that. I just, college has been hard as a bitch, I should say that. But I have got an interview that I've pre-recorded already. This interview is based on Ramadan and what Sister Zainab, how she feels about Ramadan and everything, and she is the guest for that podcast episode. It's just gonna be that, hence why I'm doing this intro. So after this intro, all that jazz, it will be the theme sheet, I believe, by Mahin Zain, featuring Irfan Maki, and then it'll be straight to the interview, and then I'll come back and say a few words. Yeah, that's the gist of the podcast this week, at this time, but yeah.
Searching for the light, and you see no hope in sight. Be sure and have no doubt, He is always close to you. He's the one who knows you best, He knows what's in your heart. You'll find your peace at last if you just have faith in Him. You're always in my heart and mind. Your name is mentioned every day. I follow you no matter what. My biggest wish is to see you one day. 'Cause I believe, I believe, I believe. Do you believe? Oh, do you believe? 'Cause I believe in the man who used to be, so full of love and harmony. He fought for peace and liberty, and never would he hurt anything. He was a merciful mankind, a teacher till the end of time. No creature could be compared with him, so full of light and blessings. You're always in my heart and mind. Your name is mentioned every day. I follow you no matter what. God wills for me one day. 'Cause I believe, I believe. But surely they will fade away if you just believe what is missing. Just open your heart and let His love flow through. I believe, I believe.
Peace, I believe.
So, Assalamu alaikum everyone, inshallah you're well. Today we have got a guest, it is Sister Zainab. So, Assalamu alaikum, Sister Zainab.
Walaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Barakallahu fiki, sissuna ma'ana. Thank you so much.
It's always a pleasure, and I heard you're going to be having like a talk about our beautiful theme of Ramadan, inshallah. Is that like true?
Inshallah. So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al Anbiya wal Mursaleen wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa salli wa salli alayhi. So first of all, I know Ramadan is coming and inshallah everybody's excited. And I'm sure, you know, everybody's preparing in whichever way they can prepare. And sometimes, usually in this month after Rajab and Sha'ban, usually we, you know, it is like, you know, we kind of prepare in the sense that we are preparing to maybe sometimes pre-prepare foods, sometimes, you know, arrange our work schedules. Sometimes, you know, we might be looking at our school timetables and seeing how we can adjust ourselves. So, you know, there's a lot of preparations that go in this month to welcome the month of Ramadan. You know, the Ramadan is a very blessed month. You know, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that the optional prayers of this month are rewarded as much as the fard, and the fard increase in 70 times in reward. So I guess, you know, when we think about the virtues of this month, you know, we just can't really fathom. And we can understand from, you know, the prayers of the Sahaba Ikram, radiallahu ta'ala an, that one of the du'as that they used to make when the Ramadan would pass is, oh Allah, accept our worship in the month of Ramadan. And, you know, for the next 6 months, they'd be making this du'a. And then I guess when we talk about the 6 months, it would be Rabiul Awwal, they would be making the dua, oh Allah, you know, bring Ramadan again into our lives. So we can understand even from the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, from the, you know, from the Sahaba Ikram's teaching, and from the teachings of all our awliya and our ulama, that, you know, Ramadan is a time, you know, where not just deeds are multiplied, but it's a month of mercy, it's a month of rahmah, it's a month of mercy, it's a month of gentleness, it's a month of compassion, it's a month of giving charity. We know the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was gentle in all times, but in the month of Ramadan, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was even more, you know, generous in terms of giving charity as the fast breeze. So I guess, you know, from there we can learn that the month of Ramadan is also about charity. So when we talk about, you know, preparing for the Ramadan, one thing we will look at is, you know, how we're going to give our charity. You know, how we're going to give our sadaqat al-fitr, which will be towards the end of Ramadan. But, you know, where are we going to give it? You know, which causes do we need to support? And I guess, you know, from the time right now, it's not hidden from us that the situation in Palestine, and you know, the need of our brothers and sisters there. So you know. You know, just, and I, you know, in other parts of the world as well, like Sudan and other parts of the world where, you know, the Ummah is in difficulties and hardships, and that they are, you know, it's our duty to, you know, be providing and giving sadaqah and giving our, you know, even in the azakat. So, but then I guess we all have to also have to look around us and see within our own communities, who is there that can we support, can we help? And sometimes it's not even about money. Sometimes it might be just a smile. And we know one of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's sunnah is to smile. And I think in this month, you know, what more, you know, better time to, you know, start implementing these sunnahs than in the month of Ramadan, where we can't, you know, welcome our guests, our neighbours, our families, our friends, those people who've not, you know, we've not connected with, you know, take this opportunity to connect with them. And I guess I'm, you know, starting with as a reminder for myself before anyone else. But you know, this month brings a lot of joy to our hearts. I think, you know, one of the other things that I always think about the month of Ramadan, and I feel as if, you know, it's never enough. What we do is our connection back with the Quran. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this month would do Dora with Jibreel Alayhi Salam. So, you know, just imagine how beautiful that is. That, you know, when the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, being Rahmatul Lil Alameen, is you know, revealing the revelation with you know, the most highest angel,
Hazrat Jibril alayhi salam. So, and you know, and then we have the majestic night of Laylatul Qadr, and then we have the odd nights, and then Allah Ta'ala, you know, we have also, you know, in this Ramadan is also the, you know, the day Furqan, you know, Yom Al Furqan, where the on the 17th of Ramadan, when the Battle of Badr took place. So this month is, you know, it decided that many of our Sahaba Ikram passed away, like Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha on the 3rd of Ramadan, and Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra, and so, you know, this month it's in within its blessings, within its, there's just so much. So alhamdulillah, the more we, you know, there's probably never enough that we can prepare for it, but then we ask Allah that any little deed that we do, that He accepts it from us, and then He forgives us. You know, and the most important thing, one of the most beautiful things of the month of Ramadan is the forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala gives bara'ah from the fire of Jahannam. So one of the ashras of the month of Ramadan, with the final ashra, is it's gonna nara, that it, you know, it's the freedom from hellfire. So may Allah Ta'ala free us from the hellfire, and you know, keep us, grant us iman, and in, you know, grant us mercy, grant us all the blessings in this month that are coming up. And may Allah, you know, may Allah make us, keep us the tawfiq to stand in Tarawih, to recite the Quran more often. And you know, these are beautiful sunnahs, but then I guess in the same time, it's like taking care of our families. You know, many of us, we will have that duty where we will be working, you know, we'll be working probably long hours, and you know, there will be that self-struggle that will be coming into it. So may Allah accept that and give us the strength. And the amazing thing is, this month actually comes with a lot of strength itself. So sometimes we always think, you know, before Ramadan, you know, how is it going to happen? It's going to be a lot, but it doesn't. It is just really amazing. Allah makes a month go so easily, so beautifully, that, you know, once it's gone, we're kind of like, you know, we want Ramadan again. But Allah Ta'ala, with mercy and wisdom, has, you know, made it obligatory on Muslims, you know, who are able to fast, you know, once a year and for 30 days. And Allah knows our weaknesses, that if there were more, then maybe, you know, he's fully aware that we'd probably struggle. So may Allah Ta'ala accept that from us. So yeah, I think in looking forward to the month of Ramadan, you know, small changes that we can make in our lives, I think, you know, we start making them now, it will just help to make us maybe establish our routines, especially with our children, when we have little ones. So I guess, you know, it will be the holidays as well, probably towards the end. So Eid probably will come the times when it is holidays. So it's like, you know, giving that children's that space and that beautiful understanding of our deeds, practicing it as well. So yeah, I think you know, this month comes with you know, lots of blessings and lots of mercy for everyone in every level, whether it's, you know, the when we're all able to participate in every level, whether we're a child, you know, we can just get off a sehri, whether we're elderly, sometimes we can't fast because of health conditions, but we're still, you know, we can have a connection with the Quran, we can be around those people who are fasting. And you know, take the barakah, because the month is fully full of barakah. So inshallah, I hope and pray that Allah Ta'ala accepts it from everyone and accepts it from us and forgives our shortcomings and eases the difficulties of the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one of the beautiful things that we can do is dua. Dua is one of the weapons of the believer. And you know, when I kind of reflect on what a weapon is supposed to be protecting us from, you know, and it protects us. It's our kind of tool that we use to protect us, to help us. So may Allah Ta'ala allow us to make plenty of dua and accept our duas and forgive us for the sake of His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa sallallahu ala rasulihi khalqihi Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
MashaAllah, Susanna, that was absolutely beautiful. Like the talk that you like described all about Ramadan is absolutely beautiful, and I love how you give like valid information about it and just like how we can like support ourselves through Ramadan. And just a quick question, I know I put you on the spot, but what are your goals for Ramadan this year, inshallah?
I think my biggest goal would be, I think, connecting back to the Quran. I think something that I've I've really and I've really passionately feel about is learning the Arabic language. I'm not fully there, but we've started that journey, alhamdulillah, with our teachers. But it's like having that connection with the Quran, understanding the revelation, the final revelation of Allah. And I think I think that would be is like, whether it's listening to the Quran. I think because this month is about recitation of the Quran and listening to the Quran as well. But I think one thing that I would like to carry beyond Ramadan is like is learning the Quran, learning tafsir, learning the meanings of the Quran, but learning it with the Arabic language, because I feel as if translations, as much as they can be helpful, will never be able to give us that full beauty that the Arabic language, that the Quran was really revealed in. So yeah, that's probably one of them, inshallah. And then I think there are always, I think my intention, inshallah, is to go to masjid and listen to the Tarawees as well with the sisters upstairs, which is always nice. So inshallah.
Yeah, mashallah, there are great goals and like stuff that you can like remember, and like it's just the beauty of Ramadan. Like it's the month of Ramadan. Like try and read the Quran like every single night, like one juz for one night. Basically, that's what I always try and do, inshallah. Like I'm not sure about yourself, but like, do you try and read the Quran? Like,
Yeah, so I do try and listen as well. We are like with some of our teachers who do like live recitation. So I tend to like join in with that class and listen to the juz reading. And I guess that that's really special. And then sometimes I have a target that I'm going to try and memorize some portion, and normally my target goes on to next Ramadan. So I'm hoping, inshallah, the target that I had for last Ramadan, I'll be able to complete, inshallah, this Ramadan.
inshallah. Do you have any final words of wisdom before we wrap up, basically? Like maybe an early Ramadan Barak or just like general R Ramadan like message to give out to
Yeah,
you?
I think yeah, just I think yeah, it's always a difficult one giving a message. I guess it would be more of a reminder than words of wisdom or anything, but just
Yeah,
just for
even just
everyone,
remind,
inshallah.
yeah, just like a reminder, basically, like a last bit, basically.
Inshallah, I think yeah, I think it'd be to make dua for your brothers and sisters and for each other. I think that's sometimes that I mean, I fall short in it. So it'd be not I'd really, inshallah, just for everyone to remember the brothers and sisters in their duas, and just make dua that Allah accepts our efforts, inshallah, and forgives our shortcomings.
Inshallah, that's for sure. So, Jazakallah for coming along today, inshallah. Like,
Barakallah.
and you're more than welcome to come along like anytime, like inshallah in the future. So,
Shukran. Thank you so much. Thank you,
inshallah.
Rana. You're doing a brilliant job, mashallah.
Inshallah. Love is.
Assalamu alaikum.
Like a tambourine, and I'ma recharge like a battery. I'ma spend the rest of my life smiling at the world like every time. I'ma express it, pray God bless me, Lord keep me with the ones I love. And I'ma keep going on and on, and I feel so phenomenal. come together and sing with me. Just take a little love and sprinkle it, spice it up like cinnamon. Just take a little love and sprinkle it, let it flow with the wind. Forget about the stress and let it go. Welcome happiness like hello. Just take a little love and sprinkle it, flowing light and sing. Jumping up for joy like a trampoline, stronger than the force of gravity. Feel it in your body from night till the morning. Let love take over, be happy in the moment. And I'ma keep going on and on, and I feel so phenomenal. So I'ma tell you what I believe. Let's come together and sing with me. Cinnamon. Just take a little love and sprinkle it, let it flow with the wind. Forget about the stress and let it go. Welcome happiness like hello. Just take a little love and sprinkle it, flow in life and sing with it. And I'ma keep going on and on, and I feel so phenomenal. So I'ma tell you what I believe. Let's come together and sing with me. Just take a little love and sprinkle it, spice it up like cinnamon. Just take a little love and sprinkle it, let it flow with the wind. Forget about the stress and let it go. Welcome happiness like hello. Just take a little love and sprinkle it, flow in love and sing with.
Hello to everyone who is tuning in / listening to my official podcast, Daily with Namana. Inshallah, you guys enjoyed the beautiful interview that I pre-recorded with Sister Zainab, inshallah. As you know, I have a radio show that's been going on nearly a year now, alhamdulillah. It'll be a year. In at least 4 to 5 weeks, maybe 6 weeks. Yeah, 6 to 7 weeks. It'll be the 1 year anniversary. You know what I mean? Since I have started my radio show. But also, it'll be 4 years since I've been doing this. On the same day, crazy enough. I think, yeah, same day. Alhamdulillah. So yeah, looking forward for that. There's gonna be like a special 4 year anniversary kind of thing on here, and 1 year on my radio show. Not sure when exactly, but yeah, it might be coming out on the 12th of May. Maybe, yeah, 12th of May. For the radio show, I think on the same day on here as well. But who knows? You never know. Anyway, just for. I'll give you guys a update of life and everything. So as you know, I am currently doing my level 1 BSL qualification from the company Zitcha, at NDS. If you know where that is, you know, it's in Nottingham. That's all I'm gonna say. So I've been doing that since November last year. I've done my 101 assessment and I've got, it's out of 18, and alhamdulillah I have got full marks for that, 18 out of 18, which was amazing. I was never expecting that in my life. I was actually jumping up and down in college when I saw that, which, yeah, I was grateful for that. Still got 2 more units to do. I've got 102 assessment and 103 assessment as well. Before July this year, that's when we finish. I think it's mid-July we finish, yeah, either the 8th or 15th, Yeah, probably like that. So that's the BSL side of things. My Makaton, as you know, I am fully qualified. I did do my safeguard training on the same year, I think. It might be year apart. It was in 2022 that I did my safeguarding alongside my Makaton levels 1 to 4. I also did a Christmas taster session-y thing. I think on the same year, maybe the year before, I can't remember exactly. I've got certificates for that, don't worry. My goal, inshallah, one day is to become a Makaton tutor trainer and help those who need this communication aid. It's a B2 communication aid that is used for adults and children who has additional needs. So it is quite expensive. I mean, it's not that expensive, to be honest, but if you go on the makaton.org website, all the information is there, like training and all that jazz. So that's what I'm doing, like saving up for that. College-wise, as you know, last academic year, I did my year one, level three of health social care. So it was a technical certificate last year. This year it's like technical extended diploma, which I thought I would never ever do in my life, because I thought I was going to just do the 1 year, get it over with, and all that jazz. But no, I strive, and I'm nearly completing my year two of it, which you can say is my last year of college officially. You never know, I might go back and do some part-time ones or those online ones. You never know that. But in terms of full time, it'll probably be my last year. It's a bit sad because I've been going to college for 4 years, and for the last 4 years, through the COVID times, it has been up and down, but it's experience of a lifetime, let's just say that. And I'm still doing my Islamic studies, like I'm in my second year of Islamic studies, did my first year last year, and currently in my second year, in my second semester of it. So I'm doing this to gain knowledge and to, inshallah, one day pass on the wisdom of it. In relation to my BSL level 1, I will be doing my level 2 and 3 once I complete the level 1. So like my level 2 will start in September time this year, and it'll be finished June 2025. And then level 3 is like September 2025 to June, July time of 2026. So yeah, and then inshallah one day I'll go on to my level 4 and level 6, which is level 4 is like foundation year, and level 6 is basically your degree. So yeah, that's a little update for myself. Got nothing else to say. Inshallah you're all done well, that you're safe, and inshallah I'm gonna try and be more active on here. I am trying to be more active as I can. It's just I can only record when it's like quietness, and if you know my life, you know how hectic it is, trust me. Anyway, until next time, if you liked an interview from me, like if you want to interview myself, or you want me to come on your podcast, please email dailywithnamana@outlook.com. Yeah, that is, or maybe .co.uk. It will be in the description. So it's dailywithnamana@outlook.com or dailywithnamana@outlook.co.uk. It's one of them too. .med. It will be in the description whenever I get a chance to remember .med. You know, it's email sometimes, just you can't remember if it's anything.com or .co.uk, those sort of things. But the reason I've made that is because certain businesses or anyone who wants to interview me or they want to come on to my podcast, it's kind of like business kind of thing, but not really. But yeah, inshallah, well, and until next time, assalamu alaikum, rahmatullah, wa barakatuh, and love is peace out for now. Bye.
Searching for the light, and you see no hope in sight. Be sure and have no doubt, He is always close to you. He's the one who knows you best. He knows what's in your heart. You'll find your peace at last if you just have faith in Him. You're always in my heart and mind. Your name is mentioned every day. I follow you no matter what. My biggest wish is to see you one day. 'Cause I believe, I believe, I believe. Do you believe? Oh, oh, oh. Do you believe? 'Cause I believe in the man who used to be, so full of love and harmony. He fought for peace and liberty, and never would he hurt anything. He was a merciful mankind, a teacher till the end of time. No creature could be compared with him, so full of light and blessings. You're always in my heart and mind. Your name is mentioned every day. I follow you no matter what. God wills for me one day. 'Cause I believe, I believe. But surely they will fade away if you just believe. What is fancy? Just open your heart and let His love flow through.